We've got the windows open, the birds are chirping, the sun's out.
Life is good. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Dave Knuth.
I brought the bike out. I flushed a bird and I flushed a deer.
Oh, yeah.
And if only I could do that when I'm hunting, you know?
Yeah, no kidding. Out on Radio Road?
Or, Oh, yeah.
Very
great
cool.
Day for a ride.
It is.
It's good to be back in studio.
Yeah.
How the heck are you?
I'm doing great. You were a busy guy last week.
Busy guy.
Huh?
Busy this week. This beer is going to taste real good.
I bet.
We just bottled it. It's our Berliner Weiss Tart Beer.
Oh, I like this one.
Yeah. This is our summer special. It's on tap. We have limited 4-packs available for purchase.
Is this
a couple stores and then also at the brewery.
Can you put the syrup in this
one?
So
yeah, so this is the one we make, the homemade raspberry syrup.
Right.
Yeah,
cheers.
Kind of a funny story. I got an email from a lady. I think she's from Chicago. I don't know for sure. She said she lives a long way away, but that's good.
It is.
Anyway.
takes your breath away, yeah. Doesn't it?
So anyway, she emailed me, and she said she has been drinking Berliner Weiss since communism was in store. So she was buying, she didn't live in Germany, but there was a brewery in, it would have been West Berlin, that would export their Berliner Weiss, because this style used to be the most popular style in Berlin up until like probably the 50s.
I remember you saying that. Yeah.
And that's Berlin, Germany, not Berlin,
Wisconsin.
Yeah, not
West Berlin by, over here, by double X.
Berlin.
But,
So anyway, she said that she would drink that, and then the wall fell down, or came down, you know, Reagan, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down that wall.
Yeah.
For all those millennials out there, that's history.
Yeah, that's our history lesson for the day.
So anyway, she said once the wall came down, they didn't have to export anymore. So she couldn't find it. So she said she's tried so many styles. And she said our beer, this one, is the most authentic she's ever had.
Wow.
Compared to that one.
Yeah. That's a good testament.
I was really thrilled.
So
actually,
what's the furthest south towards Chicago that you would carry it?
Well, this one we won't. It's just local.
Yeah,
but
okay.
Yeah.
Because I know you have you're in the bowling alley in Milwaukee, right?
At Causes Mini Bowl. Yep. I just delivered this week. We're in Brownsville now at Jake's Village Bowl, which is a cool bowling alley. Kind of an old school bowling alley.
Kind of like a Generations or...
Really cool. Jake's a great guy. They have a nice outdoor patio. They do live music for the summertime. So that's in Brownsville. But yeah, that's... That's what I got.
That's cool. Hey, there's a lot going on in Ripon this week.
Oh, man. Tonight we have music bingo starting at 6. So hopefully we can blow the roof off again.
Yeah. this is what, your second one or third?
Second one. The first one was wild. So, and then, of course, it's Ripon Fest, which... bands, carnival rides, live
car
music.
Car show.
You can get wristbands at the brewery. We're selling wristbands if anybody wants to get some.
But you could almost walk from there if you wanted.
Yeah, you can walk.
Down to Barlow Park.
Yeah. Yep. And then Cherry Pie plays tonight at the Village Green.
Boy, it's going to be a busy night.
You know, and the best part about it is you can get a blue-eyed blonde at all of those spots.
I was just going to ask.
Actually, a blue-eyed blonde and a Red House Ale. Yeah.
Can you walk from point A to point B with it and rip it?
Yeah,
I think
that should be like, that should be the goal for anyone listening. You know,
you can walk it.
Yeah, you can start at the brewery, do a little bingo, and then mosey on down to Village Green, and then check that out, and then just finish the night off at the carnival down at Ripon Fest at Barlow Park.
Take it right on the Ferris wheel with you.
Yeah. Maybe just sleep in the park that night. Pitch a tent.
They've got benches all over. They get the slides and stuff. You can just lay on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the weather's supposed to be nice. I think maybe Sunday it looks like maybe a chance of rain, but for the most part,
it's going to be great. Yeah. Of course, it'll rain on Father's Day. You know?
Well, first day of summer, why not?
Why not?
Any big plans for Father's Day?
Whatever my family tells me.
Yeah, exactly.
Have you ever seen, what was the, it was Last Man, not Last Man Standing, Yes, Dear. It was a TV show like back in the 90s.
Oh, I've seen
his name parts was Greg. It was a funny skit. He was, you know, he like it was a bit about Father's Day, and all he wanted to do was golf on Father. You know, like he just wanted to go golfing. And his wife, and she was like a very sweet wife, you know, but she'd always plan these like, you know, SeaWorld excursions, yeah, and just, you know, just like the last thing, because, you know, she's thinking, oh, he wants to be with his family, and no, honey, I just want to go golfing.
We're going to go see the world's largest potato masher in Wisconsin, right?
I heard in Wild Rose they had the world's largest old-fashioned. I think it was last week.
Was it from the Old Fashioned Fest?
Yeah, it must have been. Yeah, they had like, I think it was like in a dairy tank or a milk truck.
Could be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I think it was $20 got you unlimited Old Fashions or something like that.
That sounds like, I mean, I've had too many Old Fashions before.
I have too.
Yeah.
I don't know what gets you more, the sugar or the booze.
I love them.
I do too.
But it's not good when you have too many.
No. Especially in Wild Rose. It's out the middle of nowhere and plenty of ditches on the way back. So any entertainment coming up in the future?
Yeah, actually, we have So Music Bingo tonight, and then next week is Ripon College Alumni Week.
Okay.
So Friday night we have Big Shoes to Fill. They're playing 5 to 8, and they're a duo, kind of country style.
Sure.
They'll do some rock too, but a lot of great like old school country, new, really good singers. And then we have our buddy Taylor J.
Oh yeah.
Our music video guy. He's been doing good. So he'll be playing, and he does a lot of stuff. He'll do like Morgan Wallen, he'll do Luke Combs, he'll do some classic country, Brooks and Dunn, Garth Brooks, and then he'll mix in some rock and roll and some 90s rock and alternative. Yeah. Like
he does a heck of a job.
He'll do some Matchbox 20.
Sure.
Like, yeah. So next Friday, Big Shoes to Fill, and then Saturday night, Taylor J, both playing 5 to 8, and then tonight, Music Bingo starting at 6.
Very cool. Boy, not a dull moment in our area.
And and then I gotta say, I've had a lot of people asking. So the Fin and Feather Boat Cruise.
I was just gonna ask how that's going.
So it's going well. You can still get reservations. Just call Fin and Feather in Winneconne. But the 3-hour tour starts next Sunday, June 28th at 1:00. So get your reservations in. Get your tickets. Me and the Blue-Eyed Blonde are gonna be there pouring beers. They're gonna have a country band coming up from Nashville. Great stuff. And
you gonna pull any slalom skiers behind that thing?
I don't know. I'll be honest. I am so excited for this one. Because I've never been on their showboat.
But it's pretty fun.
Have you been on it?
I've been on it, but not out on a cruise.
I mean, it's
on it,
like a Mississippi River cruise kind of thing.
Like, I actually tied up behind it one time. I think it was like Labor Day weekend or something.
Yeah.
And I asked the guy, I'm like, are you going out? He's like, not till 4:00. So I tied up, and you know, it was like 2:30, and they're like, hey, you got to move your boat. And I'm like, I thought you said 4:00. And I was about half a cocktail in, and
So did you tie up and then tie one on?
Well,
or you didn't have
bad
time. Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
They really watch you on the river. They'll actually sit in the parking lot in unmarked trucks and watch.
Yeah,
and make sure
you
gotta
be careful.
You gotta be
careful.
Well,
he's safety first.
Well, and you'll have a captain, so you can let loose.
Yeah.
You'll have a captain on the water and a captainette to get back to Ripon. Cheers, Dave.
Cheers. Contact, have fun, everybody.
Contact info.
748-5188.